Your place for Timberwolves hoops.
As top of the key, three ball, St. John. Timberwolves take the lead here late at Reed Moore against the number two team in the country.
Live from Frick Sports Bar, here's your host, Travis McCurdy.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by Lonnie Griffin. Coach, how we doing?
Good. We're doing good.
We were just listening to The Payoff right there, our friends The Payoff. Would you rather beat Ohio State or win the national championship? They've been discussing this for weeks now.
Win the national championship.
That's kind of what I think, but
win the national
championship. There's some purists that seem to think that the Ohio State game might be the national championship.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. You play Ohio State every year. You don't necessarily get a chance to play for national championship every year.
Yeah. And you know, you gotta look. You gotta beat the big boys from the SEC to win the national championship.
Yep.
So that means something.
And we'll find out right away as they take out Alabama here in a month here. But you can hear, obviously, the Payoff's going to have a month of talking about that game. So we will all be fully prepared for that game. So tonight at Frick's, it is half-off drafts and $2 basket of fries is a specials. I'm staring at the mirror on the wall there. So coming out to Frick's, great place every week. Our friends Kurt and Jeff do a great job here. After Coach Griffin, we'll have Jew Drake from the basketball team, as well as Allie Kaiser and, of course, Autumn Hagedorn from the women's team. Coach, couple games last week, couple of really different games in a lot of ways. You guys played Thomas More on Thursday, a game that was ended up being a 16-point loss, but a much more competitive game, like kind of individual chunks of that game were really where Thomas, like it's a 40-minute game. I'd say 30 of those minutes are very evenly played, and like a few minute sections of the games where Thomas More really got that win.
Right. Yeah. No. And it was we played well at moments, and then there was they kind of went on their runs, got that distance they needed, and we just couldn't muster up the energy to get back in it. We made a couple charges at it, just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, they got up that lead. I mean, 16 was as big as it got in the game. But it got to 16, and then you guys chipped away a little bit at it. But it's one of those ones, again, I feel like we talk the same thing every week, learning experience, getting better. Mm-hmm. And Thomas More, a new team at our level, but a veteran team. And they've been through these battles before.
Sure. And they've been to the NAI Conference Championship Tournament a ton of times. So, yeah, it was just something that was new. They're new to the league, but that experience of being in that system, knowing what they're doing on a consistent basis, really helps a team like that.
Let me turn my mic back on after that sneeze. You handled that very professionally, like as if nothing happened while I was sneezing my brains out over there. Balanced attack that night. Anthony Sanders led you with 18 points, and that's one of the things we always go back to is that you got a few guys on this team, different guys, that can really be the guy that steps up and leads you in scoring on any given night.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony's done it. Richard's done it. Colin has done it. Jalen has been up there too. So we've had, multiple guys in those double figures type realm. But it's just one of those things where it's like, trying to all put them together at the same time and get it all on the same page. But, we're averaging 70 points right now. I mean, we would like to be at 75, but, we're putting up enough points to win. We just got to, get some more stops.
Yeah, and then Saturday, Trevecca Nazarene was a game of which I very rarely seen. You and I talked a little bit about this today. I mean, I have seen, you just don't see team-wide shooting like Trevecca brought in that night.
No, they were
10 for 10 from three to start the game, finish it 19 for 28. I mean, even after you're 10 for 10, like 9 for 18, still 50% after you start 10 for 10.
Yes.
And nine different players hit a three. I mean, it was just like, it was an incredible shooting performance by them.
Yeah, no, and I think with any team like that, I mean, they run their stuff with good pace, but, you let any team get going early, and particularly a team that can shoot it like that, it just, it's a situation where, man, once they got going, it was hard to just stop them. And, they did a good job of of putting us in some scramble situations, and you know, we just, you know, we were actually there on a couple, and they just hit them. You know, it was a great shooting performance by them, and I don't know if any situation where you're winning many games if you're you know, a team's hitting 19 threes.
And the thing that we talked about today, 14 threes from the bench. Like, I've never heard 14 three-pointers being made by a bench before. No. That's what's the incredible part. I mean, they had one person off their bench make five and one person off their bench make four. But, like, you know, you're talking about your shooting, like, your offense that night, 42% from the floor, 5% from three, 77% from the foul line. I'm sure you like 42% a little higher, but overall, those and to go with only 8 turnovers, that overall, that's the offense wasn't the problem. And it has not been the problem this year, like you mentioned.
No, and, you know, I mean, you look at that stat line, and that's one of the better stat lines we've had. And, you know, and so we're getting those opportunities to score. I mean, we could score a few more. We actually shot the ball pretty well from the free throw line, which was something we've struggled with also. So that was nice to see. You know, we missed a couple bunnies there early. I think that, you know, if we hit them, a couple of them, it, you know, gives us still some confidence too. So, you know, but we're getting great looks. And so, like we keep saying, offense isn't the issue. It's, you know, us just learning how, not that first effort, because our guys have done a great job of stopping that first action. It's the second and third action that we're trying to get stopped. And you know, we're learning to do that, and that's something that, you know, hopefully we can continue to get better at.
One thing that really stood out for me is Jaden Sims has been away from the team for a little bit, came back, and like, he didn't miss a beat.
No,
15 points in 11 minutes. He really gave you guys a spark, and obviously that's a player that you got high hopes for going through the rest of the season.
Oh, for sure. No, and you know, he did a really good job at Mid-Michigan, and that's kind of who he is that ability to score, and he's one of our better shooters. And so, you know, it's just given, you know, and it takes time. And this is what guys don't understand. When you get to this level, it takes time, particularly if you're coming from a junior college, to really kind of assimilate to what we're doing here, speed of things. And it's more of a half court game. And so just learning how to play at this level, it takes some time. And, you know, I think, you know, he's tried to do that, and I think it's kind of starting to click for him. And once it does, I think he can put up very similar numbers here, which is what he did at Mid-Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play till the second half and then just came out. Like, I was very, very impressed, given his circumstance where he came back from. I mean, that was very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. So two games this week upcoming for you guys this week, starting Wednesday against Davenport. Davenport, you got a long history with Davenport, obviously, because you and Coach have coached together back at Grand Valley back in the day.
Yes.
Is that right?
No, it was at Grand Valley. Bert and I were assistants together at Grand Valley. And so, yeah, I've known him for almost 20 years now. So, and then obviously we've competed against each other in the league when I was an assistant and a head coach at and he's been the head coach at Davenport, so definitely, you know, understand what he's trying to do and you know, what he does. And, you know, he's changed a little bit over the years, but, you know, his guys are always playing hard, and they're going to be athletic and long and you know, the ability to get out and run. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
I was just going to say, now, I haven't followed them closely this year. I know, I think they're 3-4 right now, or whatever their record is, but they've kind of, I mean, like every program, they have an identity. So it's there's not a big surprise. Oh, Davenport's coming to town. Now they're going to run this. They are doing what they always do.
Right. Yeah. No. And they've changed up just a little bit on a couple things, but you know, they're just trying to get their guys that can get buckets in a position to score those buckets. And so they're not going to try to trick you too much. They're just going to try to, you know, beat you with their guns.
Yeah. And I should probably click on the men's schedule, not the women's, because I was like, that's really odd how low scoring their teams have been this year, because that's generally not the way they're being. Yeah, so that, I mean, they scored 106 against Great Lakes Christian, 82 against Minnesota Crookston, but they've also had some, I mean, much like every team in the country, they looks like they've battled a lot of inconsistency early in this year, too.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, they've had some injuries happen, too, so I think that plays a part in it, and you know, just trying to get your feet underneath you in these first, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. And trying to understand who you are. And I mean, they're no different. They got one of their top guys out with injury, and, you know, he may be back on Wednesday. So I think it's just, you know, it's like that, you know, just everybody's feeling everybody out early and trying to understand themselves probably much more than even the other team.
Well, this is real-time moments of learning. I did not realize Miles Bailu is at there. He's yes. on their roster until yes. I just saw right there. Oh, an old Saginaw Valley player. So that's real-time learning for me right there. So I'll see him on Wednesday. And then Saturday, you've got Hillsdale coming in. Hillsdale, John Tharp's there for 1,000 mm-hmm. years, had a great career mm-hmm. as head coach. Now he's moved on to be the athletic director. But they're still off to a really, really good start this year. And I talk about a team that always has an identity. I'm assuming, because it's Hillsdale, that they're still going to come in and play Hillsdale basketball.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not changing. They're not changing much, if anything. You know, and maybe some of the keys that they look for when they're playing that change, but the offense itself isn't going to change. And Kevin's done a good job of you know, transitioning and not really missing a beat. So, you know, it's another good challenge for us, a team that, you know, is very good at executing the things that they do well. And so it's going to be another opportunity for us as a defensive team, particularly to, you know, grow and learn how to get those stops when they matter.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck this week against two games. I'd like to apologize for taking some limelight away from the court at the under 8-minute timeout during your game on Saturday.
I wasn't even going to mention it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little insight for anybody that says that there. So good luck this week, and thanks for joining us.
All right, always a pleasure.
We'll take a break. Come back with Autumn Hagen on. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt.
Step one, wake up. Step two, Michigan sports.
The Great Lakes Bay Region begins its day with X's and Bros.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino. Listen to me weekday mornings from 6 to 9 right here on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mid.
The Mid.
They tell us we're more connected these days. We have cell phones, email, text messaging, yet we've never felt more disconnected from the people we care about the most. We need a place that's all about bringing us together. Say hello to the Great Lakes Bay Region, where towns like Saginaw, Midland, Bay City, Birch Run, Chesaning, and Frankenmuth help us leave behind the overscheduled world we live in and visit a place we haven't seen in a while, one where the people make us feel right at home. And we remember just how bright our kids' eyes get, peeking through a riverboat railing, just to catch a glimpse of the wildlife. So let's go fishing, bird watching. Let's blow the suds off a local tap. Take a tall ship dinner cruise at sunset, or stop by a festival just because the name made us smile. Right here in the Great Lakes Bay region, where reconnecting with what really matters is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Michigan, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Autopilot. I've done a lot worse football shows this year. Northern Basketball Weekly. Live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Next guest is the women's coach, Autumn Hagedon. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, much like the men's team, you guys had two games last week, starting on Wednesday against Thomas More. Really one of your better games of the year all around, 83-61. The consistency scored between 20 and 22 points every quarter. Mm-hmm. The slash 53% from the floor, 45% from three, 100% from the foul line. Really a great all-around performance for your team that night.
Yeah, I was really excited for the, you know, bounce back from obviously playing really two really tough GLIAC opponents. So coming out and setting the tone in the GMAC was a very big highlight for us, especially with Thomas More not really knowing going into the game how they were going to be, obviously transitioning from NAIA to Division II. So I thought we did a great job executing our scout. They are a really good three-point shooting team. So people in the stands might have been like, oh my gosh, they're giving wide open layups at time, but they can shoot the crap out of the ball. So we were defending the three-point line, and they stuck to the scout and stayed true to it, and it helped us out. It led to, obviously, high percentage shots.
Yeah, offensively, you guys really executed really well, like we mentioned, to have 53% from the floor. And really, this year, with the Colics, your offense, your shooting numbers have been very, very good. Your game log, you look at your game by game, and you're, I mean, you shot 52% against Saginaw Valley, 53% against Thomas More, and in the 40s in a couple other games. So, like, your offensive execution has been, I would say, with the
foreshadowing.
with the exception of some, like, maybe some bad shooting nights, I think you got to, overall, you got to feel good about your execution.
I would agree. We talked a little bit about consistency today, just staying consistent, because I think we have had a lot of games where we've shot the ball really well. And, again, as I tell them, they're not shooting to miss, so it's not the lack of that. It's more of just, you know, some nights on the road especially, it's tough. But Thomas More at home was definitely a night where we shot the ball very well.
Yeah, and good balance that night, too. You scored 83 points. No one scored over 20 because Kenzie Todd had 19. Jayla Strickland had 14. Maddie Volker had 13. Maisie Taylor had 9. Allie Kaiser had 8. So when you guys are going well, that's the thing that's probably the best part of your team, is you've got five or six people that could be the person.
Yeah, if we have that well of balanced of scoring, I think we're really, really hard to defend when we have to settle for one person, you know, making all the shots. That's what makes us easier to guard, where I thought across the board everyone did a really good job on the offensive end.
Well, one person scoring all the points, that's a good, that might as good a spot to segue to the Ursuline game. 68-63 loss. I mean, you have to give Ursuline a lot of credit. They're 7-0. They've beaten the teams in front of them. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They have a lot of players back. But I also know you were very disappointed with how that game ended up going.
Yeah, it was a really, really tough game on the road. They play extremely hard. They're really athletic. They rebound the ball really well. One of the twins is averaging over 10 rebounds a game. Keeping her off the glass, keeping her from going, she had 19 points. She played really, really well. It's a tough matchup for us. I mean, she's basically a guard playing their center. So they space you out, five out, they back cut like crazy, very fast-paced game, and we just struggled to make some easy ones on offense, and with the exception of Allie Kaiser, I thought she did a great job of attacking the paint, getting to the rim to score, catching to shoot. She did a phenomenal job for us offensively.
Yeah, we mentioned the last game, the balance. In this game, you scored 63, and Allie scored 27 of them, 12 for 15 from the floor. Actually, we're playing Davenport on Wednesday, very similar to her career high at Dow Park.
We were just talking about that at the table.
And I believe that game, everyone else struggled in that game too. It was eerily similar.
Yeah,
that
we
game.
Needed her to score that game for sure.
But that game, she came out early, scored often, and 12 for 15 from the floor as a guard is truly an incredible performance.
It really is, and there wasn't any hesitation in her shot on offense, and we just watched some clips offensively, and she was screening bodies. Like, she was doing everything for us offensively to get things going, and setting good screens out ultimately got her open looks as well.
Yeah, sometimes you don't think about that. You setting the screen is going to get you open looks.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for you, the rest of your team scored 36 points of all the other players. And just a strange night to see so many of your key players just struggle so much after building something from the last couple of games.
Yeah, it was one of those games where it almost got contagious, and you don't want to talk about the elephant in the room, but you want to just keep encouraging them to play hard, and, you know, defense is going to turn into offense and all that, but definitely was not traditional for us, especially with the way we've shot the ball this year.
Yeah, and two of your three leading scorers combined for 2 points, and Kenzie Todd, who had great looks throughout the game, 1 for 11 from the floor. Maddie Volker got early foul trouble, kind of affected her whole game, unfortunately. She ended up with 0, and they're averaging 25 points per game for you. So, like, you got to also think, you're sitting there like, okay, if they score 7 points total for us, that's not a great night for them, but it also would have been enough to win that game, too.
For sure, yeah. It was tough. It was it was tough to watch, but also I was proud of them for the comeback in the fourth quarter. You know, I let them know we can't dig that big of a hole and expect to come back, but they still, I mean, fought to the very end.
Consistency has been the word I know you've used, and it's hard because these are, I wouldn't say it's effort,
no,
or passion mistake. It's just like, you just, it's hard to put a finger on why you had a tremendous offensive performance 2 days before and then not a great one a couple days later, and it's
you're on the road.
I don't know if there's really a question there, but it's just one of those. And the other thing, I was talking with Chelsea today, our compliance director, and I said, if we score those 7 more points, then all of a sudden we're sitting here talking about how we're 4-2, we're 2-0 in the league, and all of a sudden we're just feeling great about ourselves. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, I don't know if that much would have changed that much from what actually occurred in that game.
For sure, yeah. I think that give all the credit to Ursuline. They did a great job competing until the very end, and even just watching film on the game, it was, you know, yeah, we gave effort, but I thought they had more of an edge on us to finish the game where I think they were going to win, even if we made a few more baskets.
Right, and that's where, that's the one thing that I'd mentioned. During the game, second half, you guys were down, and I felt like every time you got a stop, they got to stop.
Yep.
And every time you scored, they scored. It almost felt like every
single uphill battle.
Every just like, okay, we got to stop. Oh. we got to score. Mm-hmm. Then they scored. It just felt like that was the whole game. So this week, 2 more games coming up. You have the same schedule as the men. We're going to kick it old school. We're going to party like it's 2018 and have a old GLIAC rivalry doubleheader against Davenport on Wednesday. Last year, you guys lost to Davenport, did not play a particularly good game. So I know you're going to be ready to go in this game for Wednesday.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited for it. It's going to be nice to get back home after that loss on the road. And, it's going to be a good matchup.
And I think that's almost a characteristic of this team in particular. Mm-hmm. And we've talked a little bit about this before, but, like, they really – we don't quite hit our full stride till like, January or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't – obviously, there's no real
reason,
but like every year, like nothing gets the tap down. This does not speak of anything that's going to happen Wednesday,
right?
And doesn't speak anything of them in general. But I think if you play Davenport anytime, because you played them early last year, if you play them in January or February, I don't think you lose that game. But right early in the year,
it was after a tough loss. We lost to a certain someone that might be on the radio.
Were still coming out of the post-Kaiser fog last year. I remember that. I remember those days. So that game's at 6 o'clock at Reitma Arena. I'd love to have everybody come out for that. And then Saturday against Hillsdale. Hillsdale's got a new coaching staff this year. I know it's very early in the process. I don't know if this is your scout or not. Is it your scout? It's not your scout. But have you watched anything on Hillsdale yet?
Yeah, we've seen him play a couple GLIAC teams just throughout, you know, the season, watching him play. Another team that plays really hard. Bree was on staff last year, but she's passionate, you know, a young coach. She's doing a great job. So.
Okay, so that's the thing. I was like, Hillsdale's men's staff, I knew, was their coach back. So it is one of their
coaches. She was their assistant,
So are they still running similar stuff? Is it? Or they change up
a little bit? Different stuff, yeah. Running some different actions.
So our next guest, Allie Kaiser, obviously she's been here a while, and she's overcome an injury and stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about where she – again, we almost – this is Jayla last week.
Yeah, I know, I'm making
Allie
emotional
this week.
Again.
it's a very similar thing where, like, you didn't know what you're going to get out of them coming into the season, and yet right now we sit here today, and she's playing really good basketball.
Yeah, I could talk forever about Allie. She's very similar to Jayla, where she holds a special place in my heart. She's fought her entire career, has played some, you know, amazing games. But my biggest thing with her is, honestly, if you asked me at this point last year, I didn't know when and how we were going to have her. And even in the summer, like, I didn't even know if we'd have her in January. And the fact that she, you know, went home, worked her butt off doing PT and just, like, fought like crazy to be back for season, and there was no doubt in her mind that she was going to be ready to go, was absolutely amazing to witness.
And you're sitting here with her today as you leading the team in minutes played. I don't think any of us thought that was going to be possible.
No.
Honestly, even maybe in July this year, I don't think any of us thought that was going to be possible. But it's really great to see how far she's come so fast.
It's almost like she's stronger than ever. Like, I feel like defensive end of the floor, she's been so solid for us. And then obviously with this past week, you know, just starting to find her groove offensively. And we knew she could do that. So just kind of seeing the old Allie back has been really nice.
Yeah, it's been fun. And so 6 o'clock on Wednesday, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Love to have everybody come out. Coach, great job on the show as always. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you Wednesday night at Reitma Arena.
Awesome, thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Jude Drake and Allie Kaiser. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the MHSAA and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here are five more good reasons for multi-sport participation. Multi-sport athletes are more coachable. They have higher athletic ceilings. They become better talent in the long run. They have higher sports IQs. Their sports skills transfer, and they are better teammates. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
If you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For everyone here.
We all have something worth protecting, a why that unifies us.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities.
If you see something, say something.
Metro!
To Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9. The Myth once again. Half off draft night at Fricks and $2 basket of fries. So we have our next two guests are together, and I don't know if I've ever had a span of playing experience more spread out than you two. Jude Drake from the men's team, redshirt freshman, welcome. Oh, it might be good if I turn on your microphones. How about that? Jude, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you sound great now that I actually turned your microphone on. Allie Kaiser, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Allie's a senior. Allie's played in 80 career games. Jude, redshirted last year, battling injury, still looking for your first. Let's talk a little bit about your injury. You don't have to get into specific details, but how are you progressing?
I'm doing good, pretty good.
When do you think we'll see you on the court?
Right now, I'm looking around February.
Okay.
February.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, the person next to you had a knee injury last year that dreaded the three initials that we all hate. But Allie, you, how are you feeling right now physically?
Physically, I'm doing all right. Okay. You know, the typical season sores, having to work out a little bit more just because my knee needs a little more help than the rest of my body, but it's going well.
I had the same conversation with Jayla last week on the show, and I think maybe she kind of alluded to that the soreness is a little different post-surgery than it was before. Are you agreeing with that?
Yes, 100%.
But like we just talked about, yours was in season almost around a year ago at this time, and you had a tough recovery at first. I know they had to go back in with scar tissue and stuff. I mean, to get from that point to now, you got to feel great about where you stand right now.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, my whole recovery process, I just kind of want to shout out, like, my family and then obviously my girls' basketball team, like, my biggest supporters. I definitely wouldn't have been able to get through what I went through without them. It's just crazy to kind of look back and realize, like, I was very immobile after surgery, and now here I am playing basketball once again.
I mean, even a few months afterwards, it was still, like, when did you have your breakthrough moment during the rehab? Did you think, okay, I think I'm going to be able to play this year?
So it wasn't probably until this summer. I mean, I had a second operation and then I was still doing a lot of PT, but like finally my knee just started moving better and it definitely didn't happen until summer and I still couldn't play basketball. Like I was stationary shooting, but I couldn't do anything moving. So, I mean, maybe once I got right back onto campus, I was able to kind of see that.
Yeah, get around the team helps a little bit too. And Jude, I mean, obviously the injury process is tough for everybody, but how are you progressing? How are you feeling? Is everything going all right with it?
Yeah, for sure. I think given the fact that I'm still, like, very young, I feel like I still have a lot of room to grow. So I feel like it's just a part of my process of playing in college basketball. So, yeah.
when Northwood, we get to see you on the court for Northwood, what kind of player can the fans expect to see out of you?
For me, I think I'm a playmaker. I cook the ball very well. I get my teammates involved. I'm a great teammate. I think I'm very electric and open floor. I think I'm very fast in transition. And I just have a lot of fun. So.
You're 6'4", big guard. I mean, more of a 2-3 than a. Have you ever played point at all?
Actually, I am a point guard. I play point guard mostly in high school, but I'm a combo guard. Like I play one there too.
So. Yeah, well, Allie, combo guard. Sounds familiar. Allie actually started her career playing mostly point and then kind of now has shifted over. I mean, how was that transition to go from being essentially a point to being a 2-3 guard?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when being a point guard and a shooting guard. You're kind of able to think a little less and just play a little more. So I'm a huge fan.
Well, Allie, you coming off your second best game of your career. We just mentioned very similar to the other game. And when you scored 27 on Saturday, I always know with basketball players, sometimes you warm up like crap and then play great. Did you have a good warm up that day and have a good game? Or
honestly, it was a typical warm up. Okay. I mean, I missed some, made some. There was nothing different about that warm up than any other game.
What a weird sport this is, though. Isn't it wild? Like, you could have an incredible warm up and then can't throw it in the ocean during the game. It happens all the time. Jude, the team, I think you can agree, it's much the talent level this year is much higher than last. This team is going in the right direction, but you guys got to find what do you think the keys are to get some W's for this team going forward?
Well, I think for my team right now, I think you just finding our groove. You know, everybody is from a different place. Everybody is playing down different. I feel like we're all still learning. You know, I feel like the team we're playing are very senior teams. We're used to play with each other. I feel like last week we played a very veteran team there, neutral league. They're a veteran team. I feel like our team just need to keep gelling. Keep getting better for off the floor, like on off the court bonding with, like, you know, playing a game together and just doing anything more fun off the court to get up at on the court. I think it's with time, you know, like we find our groove and we just get better overall. So,
yeah, I mean, and I know that's been a big strength for you guys over the years, team camaraderie and stuff. And this is a question that I've never asked on this show. I've been hosting the show for over 15 years. First of all, Allie, congratulations on being engaged. So that's the first time I've ever been able to tell someone on the air, congratulations on being engaged. And how does that, I mean, I guess it happened last summer, this summer recently. I guess tell us how, like, we'll just play the Bachelor story. How did your now fiancé propose to you?
So he proposed to me by... We were on a boat, and he lives on the lake, so he just got a nice lake house, and we went out to Lake Michigan, kind of spent like an hour out there, and we came back, and he parked the boat and was telling me, hey, can you shut off the battery? I was like, okay, sure. So I went, and I was turning off the battery, I'm placing the seat back, and I turn around, and he's on one knee.
Oh, boy.
And it was a complete shock to me. Pretty sure I swore when I first saw him. Like, I was like, no way. Like, this is not happening.
Thank you for not swearing now.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a great day.
So did you know it was coming soon-ish, or did you think it was going to happen this summer?
So we went ring shopping that summer, but I did not think it was going to happen during summer. I was thinking, like, it was going to be, like, an anniversary or, like, a Christmas-type deal, but right before school starts.
Wow. Yeah. So, again, so Jude, one person on this couch is engaged, and you're the other one. So, Allie, I asked him about season going forward, and for you guys, like, the word consistency, I'm sure it was mentioned by Autumn today, she talked about it on the radio. What do you think the keys are for consistency for you guys going forward?
You know, that's a great question.
And I know it's a kind of an enigma actually right now is what
it
is.
Well, and I feel like it's early in the season, like, we're kind of reflecting back on, you know, a lot of our ups and downs and just trying to find that consistent level of being at a high level, having a high standard. You know, we're very excited for these next two games that we're about to play, just to kind of show what we really are made of. We just got to keep moving forward.
And I guess for you, I should mention that obviously this senior class, it's a huge group of girls. You guys have played together for a long time, most of them for 5 years. Jayla's been here for 6, a lot of you for 5. I guess talk about that group of players that you guys have spent so much time together over the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's a special group. I mean, obviously we've been able to get to know each other probably better than anybody else. Yeah. So it's exciting, but it's also like, there's a lot on the line for us. I feel like we have kind of gone through our seasons and like, okay, like next year, next year, next year. And now it's finally that last year that we all get to play together. And so we want to, you know, make big moves and go win a GMAC championship. So having that pressure, you know, might be a little scary and exciting at the same time, but we can't wait. So,
well, tomorrow or Thursday. Wow, I'm really struggling here. I might be in concussion protocol after what happened at the game on Saturday. But so we got Wednesday night 6 and 8 for you guys, and Saturday 1 at 3. Looking forward to both those games. Love to have a big crowd. Last questions always. Academically, what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done with basketball? Jude, I'll start with you.
I'm a sports management major, and after basketball, I actually have a lot of things I want to do. First of all, I want to own trucks. I want to own a lot of trucks and have my own business. And then I want to go into athletic directing and coaching, kind of.
Yeah.
That type of that field. So, yeah, for the most part, just go with that.
Allie, you've got time to figure this all out. Sometimes, Allie, the clock suddenly is ticking for you. You're getting your master's as we speak right now.
Yes, so I'm getting my MBA, and then future goals is to own the family business with my two other siblings.
Okay, and what's your family business?
So it's Kaiser Manufacturing. We manufacture race car parts.
Okay, wow. So we got cars and
yeah.
And where's that located?
Coopersville, Michigan.
Coopersville, Michigan. Yes, and do you know? Is it just KaiserAutoParts.com or something? We'll give you a full shout.
KaiserManufacturing.com.
Oh, yes. I don't remember who I asked. I think it was Brock Cook from the football team, and he did not know the family website name. So you passed. Good job. You beat Brock in that.
Thanks.
Jude, Allie, congratulations on making it back, battling through injuries and still being here, being great representatives of our school. And good luck to both teams this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back and wrap up the show. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt.
What the hell is going on up in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
You have a huge opinion on any team you love?
He hasn't prepared. He doesn't show up.
Well, you can drop it on air or on our social networks. Weekdays at 3 on The Huge Show, right here on Sports Radio 100.9.
The Mitt.
The Mitt.
Sports talk on the radio is a lot like Tinder.
Smoking hot.
If you don't like us, one flick of the finger.
Ugly.
And we're gone.
Ugly.
Goodbye.
We're constantly seeking your approval.
I like people that like me.
The main difference is that you're not going to meet your radio at a bar and have sex with it.
You and I are going to disagree on this, I think.
At least I hope not. But I do believe it was Kevin Garnett who once said,
anything's possible!
Anything is possible.
This is the Great Lakes Bay Region's 100.9 The Mitt.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Michigan.
This message presented by the MHSAA and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Segment here from Frick's Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. As we mentioned throughout the show, a couple doubleheaders this week. We've got the men's and women's team playing Davenport on Wednesday, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the men's game. If you can't make it out, there's a live video feed on GoNorthwood.com. You can see the video link right there. And then Saturday, Hillsdale, the third conference game in the GMAC for both teams. 1 o'clock for the women, 3 o'clock for the men. Same thing, live video, live stats, all on GoNorthwood.com. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our indoor track and field teams. They are opening their indoor season on Friday at Grand Valley State at the Holiday Open. So good luck to them as they kick off their indoor season. I'd like to give a shout-out also to My Michigan Health. It's the official health system of Northwood University and the University of Michigan Health System. They've been big sponsors of us this year. Thank them for that. And, of course, the Polecat, the championship-style course in Mount Pleasant. 200-foot-wide Chippewa River is where the course resides. It's a great place for your corporate or wedding events, seating up to 300 guests. For more information, visit polecat.net. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, Jude Drake, Allie Kaiser, Lonnie Griffin, Ed Autumn Hagedon, and all of you for listening. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.